You know, we're really pleased because, I mean, obviously, to get a win against that team right there, they're the best team in the league right now, and they've proven it with their record and how they played. You know, I thought we just played with so much energy. I thought we did a great job defensively. Even when you think you've done a great job on them, the guy still ends up with 34. I thought that Jay Rich probably played him about as well as you can play. The guys, I don't even know how to start to describe what he is. But, you know, a couple of times we had great defensive plays on him. He just switched it to his left hand and shot a jump shot with his left hand. So I don't know how you can defend that. But I thought overall we did a great job. Obviously, you know, we were real pleased with the points in the paint. You know, we just still remember the 75 that they got on us in the first game. And we've done such a good job the last two games against them. Keeping the points in the paint down. I thought offensively we had a good rhythm to our game and what we were trying to do. We got them spread out a little bit where, you know, Amari became effective because Steve shot the ball early on and they had to then move up a little bit on him. And then we also did a good job of getting Channing on the weak side, and he made just enough shots to keep us going. But you know, if I was going to give a game ball to anyone, I would say our bench probably did the best job they've done this year. You know, I think, you know, Jared has done a tremendous job for us. I think Goran is growing every day. I thought he played with so much confidence tonight that it was great. Robin gave us great minutes. You know, Lou came in and gave us some good minutes and some activity. So, you know, we're real pleased. But as I said before this game, before we even tipped it off, it's one win. You know, we'd like to get five or six wins for this win, but it's one win against a real quality team, so we're happy about that. But basically, that's all it is, and it's not a statement game. It doesn't say anything about where we are. It just says that, we played hard against a great team tonight, and I'm real pleased with that.
Might you play Lopez more because he does give you fill some holes?
Well, you know, I think it still depends on matchups. You know, we can't play him. I mean, you know, Golden State game, we would have liked to gotten him in, but, you know, they played four guards and a small forward. And I think it's unfair to ask him to try to run around and guard Corey Maggette or Randolph. You know, it doesn't make sense when we got other guys that's capable of doing that. Against a bigger team like this and against the Celtics, you know, that has, you know, KG and Perkins and stuff like that, you know, we'll use him and he'll be able to help us. But, you know, it all depends on matchups. You know, Lou's been playing great for us, but, you know, those guys are so big and long that we thought Robin was a better fit tonight. You know, I think Lou's been playing great if you go back and look at the last six, seven games. But tonight, you know, we just thought it was a better matchup with Robin out there. That's basically it, really.
Now, how much is this simply just you guys playing harder and having far more energy, especially in the defensive than you did against Golden State?
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't have – I mean, Kobe is a great breakdown guy, but they don't have as many breakdown players as Golden State, you know. You know, they play a bunch of guards out there that can take the ball to the basket and beat guys off the dribble. So, you know, it is a little bit tougher individually to guard those guys. I thought our team defense was much better tonight. You know, that's what I was pleased with. I thought our rotations were better. You know, I thought we did a good job of basically keeping Kobe out of the lane for the most part, but, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, you keep him out of the lane, you just make jump shots. So, you know, our whole deal was like we didn't want to come down and start double-teaming him because then he gets everybody else involved, and I think that's where you kind of run into trouble. So, you know, we were just going to kind of play him and see what happens and, you know, and try to maintain the lead that we had.
How different is the look they give you defensively with down runner tests?
Well, you know, Lamar Odom is 6'11", and he's pretty doggone good. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, obviously Ron is a great defensive player, but, you know, I mean, you're talking about Lamar. He's probably a better rebounder, a better shot blocker, and longer and wider and able to guard, you know, 2 through 5, really. So I don't think they lose a ton with Ron out. You know, what they do is that it shortens their rotation because now you got Lamar as a starter and not coming off the bench. So
you talked about the length of energy before the game opened. Did you think offensively you could spread them out maybe a little bit quicker because they're going so big and you can create some shots off the dribble?
Well, that's what we tried to do. And, you know, the other thing that we talked to Amari about is that the first time we played him, I think he spent so much time trying to drive the ball in and make plays. And, You know, tonight we told him that, you know, we give it to him on a screen and roll. If he doesn't have a drive, then he has to take that little elbow jump shot. You know, he's very good at it. And that's the only way that you can soften up their defense is you got to make that shot against them. But, you know, they're just so good at, as I said, at trying to take you out of everything that we did. But I thought we had the pace of the game, you know, not a really fast pace, but it was a good pace for us in that, you know, we kept them a little bit off in that, you know, they weren't able to really totally rotate and do some things before we were able to get some shots up, you know.
You're up 10, 12 points. Amari picks up his fourth. Nash is out for a regular break. How important was it not only you held the lead, but you added it, you brought up 18, 19 points?
Well,
six-minute stretch.
I said beforehand, you know, that I thought our bench did a great job. You know, JD and like I said, I think Goran's getting better every single day. And, you know, they played with so much confidence and made so many plays for us that we were still able to keep Steve over there and, you know, keep the other starters over there. I just thought those guys played so well that, you know, they should finish out the game. And we just stuck Steve in there for a few minutes. And then as we got the game under control, we took him out. But, you know, as I said, that team is a great team. You know, I mean, they're the world champs. And somebody's going to have a really, really difficult time beating them 4 out of 7 games to win a championship.
That play by Dudley on the jump ball, where he just kind of snuck around and stole it, have you seen a play like that?
Well, yeah, just the other night when we were in Golden State, they made it, you know. So, yeah, I've seen that. But, you know, Jared, Jared is such a smart player. He just read the situation and made a good play on the ball, you know.
Now, is this typical of, I mean, this game kind of look like when you played that first one?
I mean, well, it did, and I just told the guys in the locker room, I said, you guys really screwed up because, you know, we know what you can do now, so we expect this to happen. You know, we expect you guys to be consistent in what we're doing defensively, and as far as rebounding the basketball and things like that, we got to get back to being consistent in that, and we got to get back to doing it all the time, not spot, you know, in spot situations.
And sustaining that defense, because second chance points have been a real problem in the last week, 10 days.
Well, offensive rebound and second chance points, but, you know, they had 6 offensive rebounds in the first 5 minutes of the game. So I thought we did a good job in that area right there of not giving up second shots. They're just so long, and when you're going to help on Kobe so much, you know, they're going to get a few second shots because you're going to be out of position to box out. But for the most part, I thought we did a good job on the boards. I think anytime we can be even with them rebounding, that's a good thing. And, you know, I thought we moved the basketball. You know, we had 25 assists on our 43 baskets. So, you know, I think when we do that, we're in pretty good shape. And we also got up almost 90 shots, and that's what we hadn't been doing. You know, we've been in the 70 range and 75 range, and, you know, I think we need to be in that area where we're shooting 20 to 22 times a quarter. You know.
You cleaned up all the areas that you've been... I mean, for
tonight. For one day, yeah. But tonight we did. Yeah.
Okay, just a remark against that team.
Well, I just think our guys were really disappointed in what happened in Golden State. And I just thought that, you know, we've got a great group of guys, and I knew they would respond. But, you know, I didn't know if we could do it against that team at the level that we did. So, as I said, it's a great win for us. But it only counts at one. You know, that's basically it.
Now you just got to repeat against the Celtics.
Oh, yeah. You know, another easy one. Yeah, sure. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we play another great team. I mean, they're a great team. And, you know, 1 year removed from being the NBA champ. So, and they basically got that same group of guys and a more mature, better Rondo. So, and they added Rasheed Wallace. So, nothing is easy. So
Clippers just beat them.
You must be from the LA paper.